劝别的回去，谁不找你读英
语？读英语。
Here, my bishop and I are here. The invitation of the national, to itself as well as China Christian Council to launch first ever Chinese study Bible jointly developed with the church in China. There are two or three Chinese study Bibles that have been published since the 90s, but this is the first one that is involving scholars and Bible teachers in China. It's based on the English Standard Version study Bible. And Friday was launched and 8,000 copies were stepped up here to reach an order. So we pray that the Lord will use the Bible to equip many, many more lay preachers all over China. As you know, officially there are 38 to 40 million Protestant Christians in China, only 5,000 ordained pastors, a ratio of 1 to 6,708. So they rely, the church in China rely heavily on lay preachers, lay pastors, and they need good biblical resources in order to correctly interpret the Bible and preach the Word of God. So thank you very much again for the invitation. We are known as the United Bible Societies. We like to use the abbreviation UBS. I know you know of another UBS, the Union Bank of Switzerland. Yeah, but we're not as rich as them, but spiritually we hope we are as rich as them. So we are a global fellowship of 148 Bible societies working in over 200 countries all over the world. I'm sure if I ask you which countries you come from, very likely we will have a Bible society in your country. And started more than 200 years ago in England. And we have a common mission. Our mission is to make the Word of God available to everyone in the world. Every man, woman, and child. In a language that they can understand. In a media of their choice. Whether print, digital, braille, sign language, youth, children, and so on and so forth. That's our mission. We support and serve the church and churches all over the world. And we have been privileged, immensely privileged, blessed by God, to serve the Church of China after the Cultural Revolution since 1985. And what I want to do in the next 50 minutes, which has been given to me, to share this exciting story of what God has been doing through His Word in China. Now, I didn't realize that I cannot have a clicker, so if you don't mind, I was told to use this gesture. Ah, yes. It's magic, yeah. One more. Thank you, yeah. One of my favorite books in the Bible is the Book of Acts. And I love this, how St. Luke, how Luke describes the explosive growth of the early church. The Word of God spread, the Word of God increased and multiplied. The Word of God was spreading throughout the whole region, so the Word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. What can be said about the early church can be said about the church in China over the last 34 years. The church, God has blessed the church in China and grown His people through the Word of God. The first complete Chinese Bible was printed in 1823. The work of the first Protestant missionary in China, Robert Morrison, William Ames, and others that worked together with him. Those of you who read Chinese, you know John 3:16 is there. If you don't, yeah, that's needed. You know Chinese. Since then, missions has been, the Bible mission has been spreading throughout China. Until, of course, the years of the Cultural Revolution. Then, as you know, all churches were closed and Bibles were banned, confiscated, and even burned. I know a Chinese pastor who described to me the excruciating experience, painful experience of seeing the Bibles being burned right before his eyes. The Red Guards came to the church, forced the Christians to take out all the Bibles from the pew, all the Bibles from the home, stack them outside the church building. Force the Christians to kneel, round the stack of Bibles, and set them on fire. My pastor friend said that was one of the most painful experiences of his life. And he, and they thought that at the end of the Bible, the end of the church, the end of Christianity in China. Of course, those who burned the Bible did not read the Bible, because they would have read, you know, flower fades, grass withers. But the word of the Lord endures forever. So in God's good time, the Chaoping rose to power, started reform and opening up policy. Churches were allowed to reopen again. The first church to reopen is in Ningbo, April 1979, by Yantang. And, you know, I have friends who describe the scenes of those years when Christians regather again after being deprived to worship together 10, 15 over years. Tears flowed non-stop. But when they regather again, most of the Bibles were gone. And one of the important tasks of the church, the Chinese Christian Council, when they regather, was to print Bibles. The leaders of the United Bible Societies came to visit the church leaders here in China and said, how can we serve and support you? And the church leaders said, help us print the Bible. And that's what we did. In 1985, we donated the first 100 metric ton of Bibles, Bible paper, to the church so they can start printing Bibles. And we've been doing that over the last 32 years. The first early years, the Bibles came from Finland. Anybody from Finland here? No, okay, we thank the Finnish for supplying the Bible paper the first 10 years, because the Bible, the quality of Bible paper, the quality of paper in China was not good enough until the mid-90s. But then the church leaders say, besides giving us a Bible paper, can you help us set up a Bible press? And the reason is because under the centrally planned economy, all units, all companies, including printing presses, were owned by the government. So the first batches of Bibles were printed in state-owned presses, including a press owned by the People's Liberation Army in Nanjing. Of course, it's a sense of humor. But Bible was not in their quota, not in their priority. So it took as long as 1 year from the time that the church placed an order to the Bible to the time they took delivery of it. With so many Christians without the Bible, with number of people pouring to the church becoming Christians, they all need the Bible. They cannot afford to wait for a year. So they ask us, could we help them set up a printing press? And that's what we did then. In 1987, we built a press to print Bibles for China. And I have a privilege of serving there for a number of years in Nanjing. And my favorite place is this, the end of the production lines, when Bible was coming out one per second. Now, I grew up as a young Christian during the years of the Cultural Revolution in Singapore, and my pastor was with the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, he was a missionary to Singapore, and he made us pray for China. I remember praying that God would open the door of China to missions. I never imagined God had answered my prayers, our prayers, and helped establish a Bible press in the heart of China, Bibles, by the millions, one per second. The first Bible rolled off the press, 14 October 1987. It's been 30 years. And since then, 80 million Bibles have been printed and distributed in China, 80. Every year, we print about 3 to 4 million, depending on the funds that we can raise and collect to help the church bring the Bible. The Bible has become the best-selling book in China. Not officially, because if you notice the Chinese Bible, there's no ISBN number. It is not available for sale in public bookstores, only for sale in churches. But in spite of that, no other books outsell the Bible. 80 million. From a bad book, it's become best-selling book. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, describing the context of salvation in Christ. What no eyes have seen, nor ears heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared. prepared
for those who we love.
If this is not a miracle,
I'm not sure what it is.
And the reason why the Bible is becoming has become the bestseller within such a short time is because the Chinese Christians love the Bible. They love reading the Bible. It's a photo we took in Kaifeng, Henan. The young and the old, the urban and the villagers, they're all learning to read the Bible. Because of the great demand in the Bible, our old press ran out of capacity. And with the help of the government, we built a new press. In 2008, we built a press that quadrupled our capacity from 4 million to 5 million to 20 million. And the Amity Press now has become the world's largest Bible press. Because besides printing for China, we are printing Bibles for all the world, especially to Africa, where the demand for Bibles is as great as it is here in China. We print about 10 million for export, 4 million for China. I was just came from the board meeting in Amity Press. To date, since 1987, we have printed 187 million copies of Bibles. What's the impact of all the spread of the word? But I wish I got more time, but let me just highlight a few points here. Non-Christians are coming to faith. Lives are transformed and churches are being established. Let me quickly share a couple of testimonies. If I know. Used to be a worker in our Amity Press, Xia Yanqing. And she was known for her foul temper, her foul mouth, hot temper. Then a family crisis hit her. And Christian friends invited her to church. She heard the preaching of the Word of God. She decided she needs to know this God the preachers were talking about. She needs to read the Bible. Guess what? She went back home and read the Bible that she had stolen from the press. Her life was turned 180 degrees. And because of her and her testimony, at least 15 of the colleagues in Christ, the country, the power of the Word of God. Next, yeah. Yes, this is in Yunnan, the Lahu church. Yeah. The old church, the missionary built was still there then. We were bringing Bibles to Lahu people. And the religious affairs director of that area told me something which I remember ever since. He said, I wish all the Lahu people become Christians. I said, why? Because she has saw how Lahu people, when they become Christians, they will kick the drug addiction and drinking and gambling as well. Because in Yunnan, near the Golden Triangle, drugs are freely available in this area of Yunnan. The power of the Word of God to transform. I took a photograph of the children there to remind me that we must get the Word of God to them before the drugs get to them. One more testimony. A few years ago, I visited Hunan, near Zhangjiajie. And I heard the testimony of this sister, this lady. 20 years ago, she fell ill, and she went to a church, walked hours to the nearest church across the mountain, and hear the preaching of God. And was told to go back, to read the Bible, to pray. And that's what she did in her home. And she began to came to faith and began to spread the gospel, including to her husband, man on her right. Over time, up to 200 people were meeting in her in their home in the village. And when we visited them a few years ago, there are 3 churches that have been set up as a result of her testimony, as a result of the church that was established in her home. From 1 convert to 1,000 church members. So, I could go on and share with you many more such testimonies, but just give you a glimpse of what God is doing through His Word. Officially, up to 40 million, 40 million Protestant Christians. Half a million baptisms a year. 1 million net increase. 1,000 new churches a year. These are official statistics. We do not know what else from other churches that are not part of the 3 South Network yet. It has become one of the fastest growing churches in the world. Just look at one statistic, comparing 1949, there were on record 700 Protestant Christians. Today, 40 million Protestant Christians, 50 times increase since 1949, not considering those difficult years of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. In fact, the church in China is primarily those who come to faith over the last 30 to 40 years. Just one province, the province that Suto is in, Jiangsu. Look at how, after many years of missionary work, the church has grown, but gradually. But look at what happened since 1980, the sharp increase of Christians in one province. The revival is taking place right here in China, like a fire. And the fire needs wood to fuel the revival. And surely the Word of God, the Bible, is one of the things that the Holy Spirit used to fuel the revival in the church in China. But there is, we need to request you to pray for more support. Next. Because there are still many Chinese Christians without a copy of the Bible. Not here in Suzhou or Shanghai, but if you go to the inner provinces, parts of Henan, Anhui, Yunnan, Guizhou, the needs are still there. And every day, every month, every year, people are coming to faith. They all need the Word of God. They all need the Word of God. And finally, an item of prayer. There are still many Chinese who still do not know Christ. We need to share the Word, help the Chinese Christians share the Bible, share the Word of God with them. Last two, three slides. Skip the next slide. Next. Yes. Many of us know that China comprises 20% of the world's population. But do you know, next, that one quarter of the world's non-Christians are here in China? If you have fulfilled the Lord's commission to make disciples of all nations, surely China should be one great mission harvest field that the Lord has called us. And God has brought you here in the midst of this great mission and harvest field. This is in Henan, where we give out Bibles to the many who lost their Bibles to the flood many years ago. The word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. I'm going to show a photo montage in a minute's time, but before I do that, we're going to set a little table, and Daniel will be there, and we're going to have a little brochure. We'll produce a little brochure. You're welcome to take one to learn a bit more about what God is doing here through His Word, and to request for your prayer and support. Thank you.